Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, September 19th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, review the newest iPhone and common causes of credit report errors. Today is the day when iPhone 6 officially goes on sale. Wall Street Journal deep personal technology columnist Jeffrey Fowler got to spend some time with the new devices. He says in the past, Apple has placed restrictions on what apps can do, but now its apps are utilizing things like the fingerprint sensor.
Apps are going to be able to interact and do a lot more. One example is my favorite password manager, Dashlane, can now use my thumbprint as my master password.
Fowler says he is really impressed with Apple's new easy-to-use mobile payment system, too.
I think if anybody has a shot at making your phone really become a wallet, really become eventually pretty much that one thing you need to leave the house in the morning to carry with you, I think it's going to be Apple.
And Fowler says that Apple continues to improve the iPhone's camera even while the company's gotten out of the megapixel race.
What they've done is they've really improved the lens and the sensor on this thing. So in those dark situations at a restaurant or you're trying to take a picture of the city at night, it can really just get a much crisper photo.
You can read Jeffrey Fowler's full review at WSJD.com. As we continue, a look at how credit report mistakes happen.
Life's full of little victories, like beating your personal best 5K time.
Yes.
Hitting platinum in hotel and airline points.
After service for London and Frankfurt.
Or scoring a reservation at that hot new restaurant. And every one is worth celebrating with a victory lap in your Cadillac, which is running smoothly thanks to the Cadillac Certified Service Experts. Now, here's something new to celebrate. Cadillac has just received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among luxury brands. So when it comes to dealer service, there's Cadillac and there's everyone else.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card and a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Cadillac dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
If you've ever taken a look at your credit report, there's a good chance you spotted an error. Adam Levin of Credit.com explains how many of these mistakes happen.
There are lots of ways credit report mistakes happen. For example, though many of us apply for loans and credit cards online these days, there may be times when you fill out an application by hand. If your handwriting is unclear or you make a mistake completing the application, that error will be entered into the creditor's system and may make its way to a credit reporting agency. To help reduce these types of errors, you need to fill out credit applications accurately and carefully and to write clearly. Also, if you're a junior or a senior or have a family member with a similar name, be consistent in using your full name. Now, we're not the only ones who make mistakes, not by a long shot. Companies that supply information to credit reporting agencies also mess up. Credit card companies, mortgage and auto lenders, collection agencies, and companies that supply public record information such as bankruptcy, tax liens, and repossessions, they can all make mistakes too. Sometimes mistakes can happen because of a dispute. If you refuse to pay a cell phone or medical bill because you think it's wrong, it could wind up on your credit report. While credit bureau databases are sophisticated, as with all automated systems, they're still subject to computer errors. Credit information may be misreported. Incorrect information also sometimes ends up on a credit report because it gets mismatched with other information about a different consumer. Last but not least, if an identity thief opens accounts in your name, the credit reporting agency probably won't know there's a problem, and neither will the creditor get involved until you report it. The bottom line? You need to check your credit and track your credit scores as often as you can so you can detect issues and resolve them as quickly as possible. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.